بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Towards the end of the blessed life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, there was a man named Aswad Anasi who took over Yemen by force and proclaimed Nubuwat, prophethood. Among the people that he summoned was Abdullah ibn Thawab Abu Muslim Khawlani rahmatullahi. When Abu Muslim rahmatullahi stood before him, he asked him, "Do you testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah?" Abu Muslim rahmatullahi replied, "Yes." Aswad Anasi next asked him, "Do you testify that I am the Rasul of Allah?" So he was a false prophet, and there were false prophets in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he asked him, "Do you testify that I am also the Rasul of Allah?" So Abu Muslim found himself in this predicament of fitna, where he could be tested. So he used wisdom and tact, and he said, "I can't hear." So he tried to avoid the question. Aswad Anasi repeated the same two questions to Abu Muslim for a second and third time, and he got the same answers. So Aswad Anasi was now frustrated, and he realized that Abu Muslim rahmatullahi would not accept his self-proclaimed prophethood. So thus, he issued the command for a large fire to be lit. And once this fire was blazing, Abu Muslim rahmatullahi was seized, and he was thrown into the depths of the fire, just like how Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire. However, just like Ibrahim alayhi salam was not harmed by the fire, by the command of Allah, the fire did not harm Abu Muslim in the least. Now this was in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when this incident took place. When the followers of Aswad Anasi witnessed this, they cautioned him, saying, "If you leave Abu Muslim in your land, he will cause corruption. The story of the fire not harming him will spread, and he will cause people to turn away from you." So Aswad Anasi heeded their advice, and he commanded Abu Muslim to leave his land. Thus he departed and set out for Medina Munawwara. When he arrived in Medina Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already departed from the world, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had been appointed as the Khalifa. Abu Muslim rahmatullah alayhi proceeded to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he began to perform salah near one of the pillars. After some time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu noticed him, and as we understand Arab hospitality, when they see a stranger, then immediately they want to make inquiry. So he asked him, "Where are you from?" So he replied, "I am from Yemen." So hearing this, Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, "What has the enemy of Allah Ta'ala, Aswad Anasi, done with our friend who was cast into the fire without it harming him?" So the news had already reached them by that time. We understand the modes of travel, it used to take some time. So by that time, the news had already reached of this incident. Abu Muslim rahmatullahi replied, "Here he is, Abdullah bin Thawab. I am that person." Hearing this, Umar radiallahu anhu exclaimed, "I ask you in the name of Allah, are you really the same person?" When Abu Muslim rahmatullahi confirmed that he was, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu kissed him between his eyes, and thereafter proceeded with him to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And when they came to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu seated Abu Muslim between himself and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he said, "All praise is due to Allah, who did not take my life before he allowed me to see in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a person who underwent the same experience as Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam." Subhanallah. It's an amazing incident, and there are other incidents from the life of Abu Muslim Khawlani that we take lesson from. So we see, just as Ibrahim alayhi salam was firm in his iman before the king Namrud, Abu Muslim rahmatullahi remained firm in his iman, and he refused to support the false prophet. Aswad Anasi, as a result, Allah Ta'ala saved him from the fire and allowed him to follow in the blessed footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And today, if we have to take a lesson from here, that today we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Bada al-Islamu ghariba, wa sayaudu ghariba kama bada'a fatuba lil-ghuraba." Islam started as something strange, and it will become something strange in society also. There will be Muslims that will be following one type of lifestyle, and then there will be other Muslims that will say that, "No, we want to follow the sunnah." So they will be estranged, so to say, different people. People say they are brainwashed, and these are crazy people, and these are orthodox Muslims, and what will be said about them. So to say you'll be in a fire, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that to hold on to your iman, the time will come, you'll be like holding on to burning coals. So to do the right thing, alhamdulillah, we're very fortunate in South Africa that Allah Ta'ala has made the environment very conducive. But you just go out of South Africa, other countries, sometimes certain cities in South Africa also, and you already feel that pressure on you. You feel that eyes on you. You feel that people are looking at you funny, and you don't know what they're thinking about you, and sometimes they're passing comments and they're writing notes also, graffiti, etc. So that person that is standing with iman, and he is like in that fire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person's iman is firm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him through that period, and Allah ta'ala will protect him, and Allah ta'ala will make it easy for him. When the followers of Aswad Anasi beheld the miraculous sight of the fire not harming Abu Muslim, instead of recognizing Allah's power and realizing that they were in the wrong, they foolishly remain stubborn in their disbelief. Similarly, there are times in our lives, Allah ta'ala wakes us up by sending us a wake-up call. Sometimes it's a close call with mort, or sometimes someone passes away, and that is a reminder and an inspiration and encouragement for us to reform and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we accept it as such, it will be to our own benefit. But if we reject it and remain obstinate in our sins, we will harm none but ourselves. There is an ayat in the Quran al-Majid. So on the day of Qiyamah, some people will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, send us back in the world so we can do good deeds. So Allah ta'ala will reply, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ. Didn't we give you enough life? مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Didn't we give you enough life that you could take lesson from it and warners came to you? So ulama explain, what is nadir? What is warners? One is Anbiya alayhi salam. Then is the du'at, those that call to Allah Ta'ala. And they say grey hair, person's hair turns grey. That is a nadir, is a warner. He's giving him a message. Say sickness, person became so ill. And at that moment in time, he thought, you know what, I might go in the sickness. So that sickness was a nadir, was a reminder for him that now think about maut and change your life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.